We're back.
How we doing?
What's going on?
It's the Not All Here podcast.
Not All Here podcast. I thought for some reason you were going to go into a song or something like that.
It's the Not All Here in the podcast.
And then all of a sudden, as you were singing, I was like, oh, he about to do Full House.
I don't know.
You don't know it?
I mean, it's not ringing the bell. I know it, but...
It's rusty, once you hear it,
on my Full House.
That's hilarious. No, welcome to episode, I have to look, 55.
We're in the building.
Of the Not All Here podcast, of course.
We're in the room.
We're in the in the small fire escape room.
No. It's a cozy room.
Yeah. Man, it's been wild. I was going to say that we got a few topics to talk about. Uh-huh. The one that I kind of want to talk about at the top of the thing.
Oh, God.
Because
I already know what's coming.
You already know what's coming.
I already know what's coming.
It's alligators. No.
Yes, I'm sick of them. Crocodiles are superior.
Do you get crocodile? Do you have alligators in
North Carolina?
Yeah,
in the swamps.
South Carolina.
You know this, bro. I've told Not All Here stories about alligators.
I think I have. What's the difference between alligators and crocodiles?
So, crocodiles are in Africa. Are they in Asia? I don't know. But there's no crocodiles in the United States.
What? So then everything over here is alligator.
Mm-hmm. Alligators have a wider snout.
Okay.
Crocodiles have a much smaller, thinner snout. I think crocodiles are larger, have a stronger bite pressure, and are more likely to kill.
Damn. So they're more wild.
Alligators are chill, bro.
Oh, for real?
You go swimming with an alligator? If you're small, they might kill you. If they're big, they're going to think about it. But a crocodile, they're going to want to kill you no matter what.
That makes me think, I wonder if an alligator has ever met a crocodile and have they ever had beef or been like, we're related.
Mm.
Because they don't, I mean, wait, can they be in the same body of water? You know what I mean? Like salt water and, or like.
There's different kinds.
Okay.
I don't know. I should have done some research on this. I didn't know we were leading the podcast.
It just popped in my head. Yeah. I was just thinking about it. I was like, oh, shit. Just because, of course, I don't know why I thought in South Carolina there wasn't that many. But, of course, the swamps there. And then I was always thinking Florida.
I mean, I'm sure there's even alligators in Georgia.
It just depends on where you're going. Yeah. But to cut to the chase, because I wanted to talk about this because I'm tired of people talking about it.
Oh, God. You are on the same page, yo.
It's the slap heard around the entertainment world.
Oh, my God.
Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Bro, look. So, hold on. So, of course.
You going to get your opinion off?
I want to get my opinion off, but I've already kind of said it on another podcast, on my podcast, whatever. But this is like the one topic. I don't know if this has happened ever before for me, but this is the one topic when this happened. Like, you know, social media was on fire. Like, it was everywhere, right? And like unedited version where it was like international, you know, where you heard everything. Mm-hmm. I remember it was everywhere and it was like all over social media to the point to where I'm like, I've seen this too many times. I've seen people talk about it too much in one day. It hadn't even been a full day yet.
Oh, and I was already tired. Like a week of it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to stay off of social media. I cheat every now and then. I got to go on there and do something. And then I'll scroll for like 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to stay off. Right.
Uh-huh.
But what I've done is I've kind of reverted to Reddit.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And Reddit, bro, even if the thread or the subreddit is not about Will Smith, is not about the Oscars, they put that shit in everything.
Damn.
Like even threads about basketball, threads about like Legos.
Oh, wow. Really?
And Reddit is the worst for puns.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like every pun is like Will Smith and oh, that slapped and oh. Bro, I'm so sick. And then I've seen so many articles about this.
Yeah.
What does this mean for the 2022 community? And oh my God.
Yeah, I just got tired of it. I had an opinion where I was just like, that's just weird. And that's it almost because it, you know, in the moment when I first saw it, I was like, this is fake. But then when you watch it again and you actually hear like Will going off and yelling, and I'm like, oh, this is not fake. It's actually real.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so fucking weird. It kind of felt like we were in a Twilight Zone episode. Like this shit shouldn't have been happening. That's what it felt like to me.
I don't want to give a whole lot of opinion, man. I'm so over it.
No, I feel you. I think.
You know what's interesting?
What's that?
Do you remember the point in life where Will Smith was the biggest rapper?
Man, that had to be what, early? No, not early.
Do you remember that point in your life?
Yeah. Big Willie style and just the two of us.
Bro, Big Willie style. I was playing like youth basketball. I just have this memory in my head, and Will Smith was the shit.
That's hilarious.
And we were listening to his rap songs. He was the biggest rapper in the world.
I think he had maybe, what, like three hits? Or maybe four? He had like a few.
Miami.
Oh, damn.
Welcome
I forgot
to
about
Miami.
Wow.
Big Willie style.
Big Willie style. What's the Just the Two of Us?
All right. People don't want this. They're sick of Will Smith content.
Like, fuck Will Smith. You know, that it's interesting. One thing that was interesting to me, more than me being annoyed at the constant like coverage of it, I was annoyed at the people talking about it.
Mm.
Because this was like the subject that... Oh, sorry. We're a little loud.
Oh, it's... Oh.
Whoops. Just got to keep it down just a little bit.
Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Okay. No, but like, I remember... Sounds like I'm whispering now. Sound like a...
This is the quaint Not All Here podcast.
The podcast. No, but like one thing is that about what I hated more than this is that... Mm. This is just going to be the whisper episode. is people's opinion on it. So like, for example, people felt so like strong in their opinion about it. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, when this happened, people were like, Will should be banned, sued, mm-hmm. or whatever. And I was just like, I'm tired of this shit.
I agree.
And I was just like, I'm tired of everybody being so, what is it?
Fake upset.
Yeah, fake upset.
Fake woke.
Yeah, fake woke. And I was just like, now, granted, I say all that. I don't think he should have done that. But at the same time, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And you kind of got to deal with your consequences of the shit that you've done.
Right.
It was funny because what I imagine, have you ever seen, did you see that meme for when you did get on social media of The Rock where they kind of made, not Chris Rock, but The Rock?
No.
So there was a thing meme where instead of Chris Rock saying it, they made The Rock say it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, can't wait for G.I. Jane 2. And Will was like, that's funny. He just, because, you know, he wouldn't have gone up there to slap The Rock.
Yeah.
You know, but like, of all the people, it's kind of interesting. What a weird, like, pair for this to happen to. Like, it's Chris Rock and Will Smith.
Apparently, maybe they had beef before. I saw an article about it. I didn't click it, though.
Oh, from, like, a previous year?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
That's crazy. But anyway, I hope that this coming week, because we're recording this on Sunday, mm-hmm. hope this next week, everybody just stops talking about it.
So, you know, the Oscars are tonight. I mean, the Grammys. My bad.
Oh, I was like, I'm scared. They're redoing it. They said, fuck it. Let's just redo it.
My bad. It's so ingrained in my brain. I couldn't get it out of my
brain. Yeah,
I forgot.
Yeah, the Grammys are tonight.
So maybe somebody will slap somebody at the Grammys.
Yo, what if somebody does it as a joke?
What if Kanye slaps Taylor Swift?
You know he's banned from the Grammys.
Kanye?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You're lying.
No, I'm dead serious. I saw...
Isn't he nominated?
He's nominated, but he's banned from the Grammys.
Ever since Taylor Swift?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yeah. And so basically the way that it works is
I don't believe you.
He can still be nominated and win the award, but he just can't be there.
You're serious?
I'm dead serious because Jay Prince was saying that everybody should boycott the Grammys. And he said that Kanye, Drake, Nicki Minaj should do a performance the same day and time as the Grammys to boycott them.
Kanye West banned from Grammys. I don't believe you, bro.
I'm dead serious. Look it up.
Has reportedly been banned.
Uh-huh. Real-time discoveries here.
Fake news. I don't believe that article.
So, but Jay Prince was talking, you know, he's the one that brought them, him and Drake, he kind of, you know.
All right, I got a segment I want to do.
Okay.
Perfect segue.
What's up?
So the Grammys are tonight. We're recording on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
People will hear this Monday or after.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all will already know
mm-hmm.
what happened. But me and you need to make a prediction.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
On who we think's going to win.
Okay.
Album of the year.
Ooh, let me look up the categories.
So there's Planet Her. I guess that's by her. Chris Brown. Back. Chris Brown is nominated for Album of the Year.
Let's see. 2022 Grammys Award Show. Complete nomination list.
Yeah.
Let's see. You said...
Her.
All right. Where the fuck is it? Is this Album of the Year or Record?
Let's do Album of the Year.
Okay. So that's Record. Okay. Album of the Year. We have We Are by John Batiste. Wait, is this real? Hold on. Yeah, Album of the Year. Love for Sale by Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. What a weird category.
Yeah, they're...
Justice by Justin Bieber. We also have Planet Her by Doja Cat. That's who... You said her.
Oh.
By Doja Cat.
Oh, my bad, Doja.
Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish. Back on My Mind by Her.
See, I told you Her.
Montero by Lil Nas X.
Uh-huh.
Sour by Olivia Rodrigo. Evermore by Taylor Swift. Donda by Kanye West.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
So I feel like Album of the Year always goes to an album I've never heard of and I'm least familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna roll with I don't think Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga are gonna get it. I'm going to go with John Batiste. I don't really know him. I have no idea what that is. So he's winning.
So here's the thing. I think John Batiste, I don't even know who that guy is. I think it's actually, it's not going to be Kanye. I think that the woke pick would be Lil Nas X.
Mm.
I don't think he's going to win, though. I think what's going to happen is either Olivia Rodrigo or Billie Eilish is going to win.
Okay.
So, but I think that the Academy, if they want to be extra woke and be like, see, we care about rappers.
My man John is taking that shit.
John Batiste.
I don't even know what he sounds like, but he's taking it.
There was one I wanted to do the...
Let's do rap. I don't need to really know rap.
All right, hold on. Not Dance Electric. Hold on, we have to look this up. This is such an interesting episode. It's like an NPR episode. Let me find... that's R&B. I think hip-hop's next. All right, rap.
Let's do rap album.
All right. Why they have best melodic rap performance? Anyway.
Best for the singer rappers.
All right, best rap album.
I see it.
You got J. Cole, All Season.
Mm.
Nas, King Disease 2.
Mm.
Tyler, the Creator, Call Me If You Get Lost.
Mm.
Donda, Kanye West.
Mm.
I thought Drake was in here.
No, I guess not.
Oh, I guess he pulled it.
He's banned. Canadians aren't allowed in the Grammys.
I thought you were for real. I literally thought, because I saw Drake was in there, but I don't know if maybe it got pulled. I don't know.
He's banned.
He's banned. They said, sorry, OVO.
Yeah.
This is America.
Yes.
Out of those four, man, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, out of all these four, these are actually pretty good, like, nominations. It's kind of tough, but if I had to guess, I think it's actually gonna be Tyler, the Creator.
I'm gonna say the same thing.
I think he's gonna win it. He had a great album.
Or Kanye.
Mm.
I feel like it'll probably go to Tyler. I'm gonna say Tyler.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if Kanye won and he had to, like, zoom in and, like, hey, what's up, guys? Fuck the Grammys.
Kim, I want you back.
Oh, what if he did win and he did do that?
Fuck Skeet Davidson.
Or he goes, hey, I want to give a shout out to Skeet Davidson.
Us being quiet makes the podcast so weird.
It's fine. I think we have permission to be loud now. Okay, we're okay.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. I just have to send this text.
We can be loud again?
Yes, we can be. Sorry. I didn't realize we were that loud, but then maybe it's because the headphones are on.
I don't know, bro.
I feel
like I'm still on my quiet. On my
I know quiet. That's what I'm like. I'm looking at Mr. That's hilarious. No, but I think Tyler's going to, because the reason why I say that, man, I kind of. But look, the off season was cool, but it wasn't like as amazing as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Still a good album, but Nas X King Disease was actually a great album. I actually really liked that album. Hit Boy like killed the production. Donda was cool, but man, I don't know. You know, it's not Kanye's best work to me, but it's still a pretty cool album.
Anyone heard Donda 2?
That's actually a good question. I have not heard it.
I don't know anyone that heard it.
That's actually true, because you had to have the stem player.
Yeah.
Nope.
Dang, bro.
That's why I wonder. See, that's why. Oh no, he couldn't even nominate Don the Two because it wasn't on streaming. Mm-hmm. It had to. You have certain like criteria that you have to pull. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting conversation here.
Can I just say Starbucks? What's up with the paper straws?
Oh, aren't they trying to be environmental?
Why is the cup plastic?
Oh, good question.
Boom, Starbucks.
Starbucks, you're fired.
Starbucks, you're fake woke.
Hold on, what about this? What about...
I don't want my straw just being crushed and turned in. It's, I don't enjoy it.
All right, let's do another...
I love the environment, okay? I'm not trying to screw the environment over.
Oh, my God.
But I need my straws to be plastic.
What is this? I was going to say one more category from the rap. What? Because this Starbucks tangent you're going on. What if they want to sponsor the podcast?
Then...
I love the cups. I love the straws.
Bro, make the cup paper, too. You're not committing.
Oh, my God. So there's also a category for best rap song. Mm-hmm. You got... The first one is Bath Salts, DMX featuring Jay-Z and Nas. Mm. Never heard that song. Then you got Best Friend, Saweetie featuring Doja Cat. Mm. Family Ties, Baby King featuring Kendrick Lamar. Is that the one, Top of the Morning? Then you got Jail, Kanye West featuring Jay-Z. Mm. Then you got My Life, which is J. Cole featuring 21 Savage and Murray. Murray. This one, I think My Life should win. Because it's the best song out of all these. What's
My Life?
My Life is the... it kind of sounds like a little bit, the beat.
Wait, whose song?
J. Cole, 21 Savage.
Bro, I'm going with Jail.
Jail
that
could...
Shit go, that shit hits hard.
So that's the one that says, someone's going to jail tonight.
Going to jail tonight.
Okay, that one actually might end up winning.
I was loud just now.
I know. Now you're in your level. You're like, fuck it all.
Guess who's going to jail tonight? Right, I feel like that's Kanye West's whole vibe. He just wakes up in the morning and he's just like, yo, fuck it. I'm going to have the time of my life. I could go to jail. What if you lived like that?
Man, what a stressful life to live. You'd probably be bald.
I don't know.
To always feel like I could go to jail today.
You're on the edge, but if it's fun. If you're breaking the law for the pursuit of fun, you're not breaking the law for the pursuit of.
You're still breaking the law, though.
But you're having fun.
That's not what the cop's going to say. He's like, oh, okay, let me throw you in here. You're going to have a lot of fun in here with these other people.
Got to do what you got to do.
That's hilarious. No, but yeah, so Grammys are night. Well, let me ask you this. After we went through those three categories, are you going to watch it?
No.
Yeah. Just watch the highlights?
Yes. Hopefully someone slaps someone and we'll have another week of...
What if...
I actually saw an article. I didn't click it. Mm-hmm. That said, how are the Grammys going to top the Oscars?
That shit like that makes me think this is all set up.
Could be. Bro, Chris Rock's ticket sales went through the roof.
I know. I saw that shit. I was like, damn.
Will Smith gained like 2 million followers.
That's so crazy.
They're both going to be more popular than ever.
Mm. That's so crazy.
Me and you, I should just slap you.
No. The camera falls over. You hear a bunch of rustling.
It'd be our biggest podcast ever.
It's still not worth it. No. We'd probably get like 20 more listeners. not a lot. yeah, I'll probably watch the highlights. I almost feel like someone's either going to make a joke of it, of the slap, mm-hmm. or...
who's hosting?
That I don't even know who's hosting. But what would be funny is if what if Kanye wins one and Skeet Davidson comes down and slaps Kanye?
Who's hosting the Grammys?
And he just goes, Skeet, just slaps him.
That'd be wild. Trevor Noah. It's going to be boring.
Give him a chance.
I'm sorry.
He just said he's boring. I'm done. I don't even really watch award shows like that anymore. I'm trying to think, like, was there a time, did you have a time where you were kind of watching them?
I was fucking into the MTV Music Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the shit. Where they give out the Moon Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was committed.
And it's a funny, I thought that was cool too, but then at one point you kind of think of, like, nobody talks about winning that award.
It was legendary. You had to be there.
That's hilarious. No, I'm trying to think if there's any other award show. I used to watch the Oscars whenever, like, I was really heavy into, like, film and stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, just watching to see what movies win. But it's always boring. Like, it wasn't ever exciting.
I agree.
Award shows actually aren't that exciting.
I used to watch the Grammys. Every year I'd watch them.
I get that.
Then I became jaded and hated the world.
Remember whenever the Source Awards were on?
Why you didn't laugh at that, bro? Damn.
Because that shit's hilarious. But you remember the Source Awards?
Yeah, I used to watch the BET Awards.
You didn't know what the fuck was going to happen to Source Awards. Shit would get in. It's like the hood version of the awards.
Yeah.
You know, but those got canceled.
Yeah.
No more. Well, didn't Young Buck stab somebody at one of those?
Did he?
I think he did. Damn. For Dr. Dre. Somebody said something about Dr. Dre.
Can you imagine stabbing someone? That's intense.
Yeah.
Taking a knife and putting it in someone.
He actually, and what's weird is, if I remember right, I could be wrong. He said somebody, he tried to stab somebody with a butter knife.
Oh, that's a lie. That's definitely
a lie. No, I'm dead serious.
He stabbed someone with a butter knife.
Maybe it was that or a steak knife.
Where do you get a butter knife backstage at the BET Awards?
Well, no, I think they had like tables and they would have dinner or something like that. I don't know. I could be wrong. I might have misheard that. But. But yeah, so.
How long have we been talking?
21 minutes. You're like, oh boy, this episode, we went from loud to whispering to back to loud. I need to soundproof this.
I'm
going to
Google Young Buck butter knife.
Young Buck butter knife. Watch. Pops up. It was either that or a steak knife.
Young Buck gets probation and vibe stabbing.
Yeah. Was it a butter knife?
I don't know, but it didn't come up. Hang on.
Or maybe it was there a Vibe Awards? I don't remember that.
Yeah, Vibe Stabbing. What's for Vibe Stabbing?
Vibe Magazine?
This article's not getting me straight to the... I don't know.
It's a lot of clickbait.
Yeah.
I get it.
Sorry. During a melee at last year's Vibe Awards. I don't even remember Vibe Awards.
I remember them. That's where that happened. I thought it was Source Awards, but it was the Vibe Awards. And it was like Real Hood and everybody. Boy, it wasn't dangerous, but you just didn't know what the fuck was going to happen at them. Because I think that was during the time, you know, when it was like, I want to say East versus West. I want to say.
Random question.
Uh-huh.
The state you're from, every year, do they do like a hip-hop awards?
I think now they do. Back then, they didn't. Back in the day, they didn't.
But they do now?
I think they do now.
It's always funny to me. I'll see like South Carolina hip-hop awards, and the winner will be like, you know,
of course,
Young Butterscotch and, you know.
This is my thing with stuff like that. Now... people back home, hopefully they don't take this the wrong way. I don't think there should be an award.
I agree.
Because.
Okay, if you're Georgia, you know.
Maybe Georgia has potential. But,
I mean, there's a lot of rappers here.
Yeah. But yeah.
If you're New York, you know. California.
LA.
I feel like those three states.
Texas. Houston.
Yeah, throw maybe. Texas in there.
Yeah. But yeah. But
South Carolina, Arkansas. y'all are stretching it.
It's so funny. Yeah, I remember I used to think, I was like, why is there an award show? This is just for local people, you know. But hey, you know.
And I'd always look at producer of the year and be like, who the fuck are these guys? I should be in that shit.
It always just made me laugh with stuff like that. Just because it's like such a small town, and it's like, well, why bother? Like, this is like you just patting yourself on the back. You're like, good job, me. You know,
pats on the backs are good.
Sometimes, but no.
I'd like a pat on the back.
It'd be different if it was like, this will never happen, but it'd be different if like it was a local artist and they'd be like, all right, this year we're nominating this local artist with, you know, all these big Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole.
Right.
And they win. That's different. It's different when you, you know, it kind of felt like what? Now, of course, like I said, this is gonna be taken our way. I'm like, why celebrate when you necessarily haven't made it? But then at the same time, everybody has a different definition of success.
I have a song called No Toast, and it's basically that.
Oh, really?
Why celebrate if we haven't made it yet? Which is a terrible message.
Yeah.
Just celebrate everything. Fuck it.
True.
You only live once.
True. And nowadays, Do you, let me ask you this, because this actually makes me think, do you ever think that one day we'll get away from award shows? Like the Grammys will just, you know, nobody will care really anymore.
No.
No? You think it'll still be a thing?
Yeah. Hmm. Why delete it?
Well, I think maybe because, or maybe I'm thinking in the way that I don't think it'll be as public anymore. Like, for example, like, because the ratings will be so low that people don't really care to watch it or anything like that. And it'll just die off. And so maybe they'll do it more so like privately.
Hmm.
Because, you know, people in TV are like, well, if you don't have, you're not bringing in a lot of viewers, we're losing money. We could put something else that's going to bring in.
I see what you're saying. If it doesn't bring in the views.
Content is king.
I mean, you know, I'm sorry.
You just got lost right there.
I was thinking, my brain just went to Wheel of Fortune for some reason.
Oh my God.
It's like, only way the Grammy, I mean, if Wheel of Fortune brings in more viewers than the Grammys.
Damn, can you imagine that shit happened? Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, and all that, Family Feud?
Then they would just move the Grammys to like 3 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Damn, that would suck.
Damn.
That would really suck.
I don't foresee this happening. These are famous people. People love famous people.
True, but I think
music is important.
But I think, what if Grammys one year they go, instead of holding it live, what's going to happen is we're just going to do it via Zoom or like Instagram, social media, some sort of social media platform. That way, because at the end of the day, people love famous people, but they love content, you know.
Oh, what if the Grammys are handed out on Instagram?
Exactly.
An Instagram posts, boom, Kendrick Lamar.
And then, yeah, and they, and like, you know, they'll have people like, here's your Grammy that's already pre-made for you.
I hate this idea. But I, you know.
Or what if they do the Grammys in the metaverse?
Dude, when we're both 60, something's going to go off in our brain like, damn, we thought of this 30 years ago.
Damn it, we should have patented this.
Shit.
God damn it, man. Let me stop this real quick. And we're back.
We're back.
This is the ASMR episode.
Oh, gosh. Have we ever talked about the ASMR girls on Twitch?
No, I don't.
Do you know about these girls?
I think maybe, but I only know a little bit.
The ear licking?
Ear licking?
Oh, you're not hip.
No, I don't know what
you
you're talking
about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bro, the biggest girls on Twitch, right? Uh-huh. This girl makes millions of dollars every month. Her name is like Amaranth or Amaranth or something like that. And she's very attractive, you know, let's sexy. She'll do stuff in a bikini. Oh, but boy. You might not like her. Your taste is a little. You've got an eclectic. You've got a specific taste.
ASMR Twitch girl,
Amaranth. But basically, there's these ears, right? And it's this weird contraption, and there's two ears on either side. And she'll go up to the ear, and she'll be real sexy, and then she'll start licking the ear.
Is it her?
Yes. She'll start. She makes millions of dollars a month.
She is attractive.
Bro, she'll stream for like 16 hours in a row.
Jesus, and just ASMR?
And all she's doing is licking ears. And she does it very sexily, right?
Uh-huh.
But if you're wearing headphones, it literally feels like she's licking your ear. And then she'll go from this ear on this side to this ear over here on this
side. Damn, 16 hours a day?
Bro, she does that shit.
Does she do like it every day? No,
just about.
Holy shit.
And Vice actually did this little piece on her. And her life is so sad. I don't know. It's depressing.
Oh.
But she's making a shitload of money.
Did she have a rough upbringing? Or is it just like right now, currently, her life sad?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just very sad.
That's crazy to think that.
Shout out to that lady.
I wonder how long, did it say how long she was doing it?
She's been doing it for a minute.
For a minute? I wonder how much money she has like saved up.
Millions.
Millions?
Millions.
She could stop at any time if she wants to.
But she doesn't.
She's like, I'm trying to reach a Billy.
She's doing something.
That's crazy.
She wants to save like animals and like horses and like.
Oh.
I think she did have like a weird upbringing. I don't remember.
Okay.
But where was I? Where were we going? I was going somewhere before that.
I can't remember. But I remember. Oh, did you hear about the recent thing? So this actually just, I think I just saw it today. So Twitch had this. They've since taken this feature down to where there was a way for people could pay to get pushed up to the front page of Twitch.
Oh.
And people were pushing up porn.
Oh, you can't have porn on there.
Well, they were pushing up like channels that were very adult, like entertainment,
like Amaranth,
like. Maybe. And so, but what happened is all the fans were pushing all those pages up to the front where you can see nothing else. So as soon as you go on Twitch, it's like, what the fuck, am I on Pornhub or some shit? And then what ended up happening, they had to deactivate that whole feature because they're like, oh shit, we can't have this up here.
Speaking of Twitch, right? Mm-hmm. I want to bring back a segment we had last week.
Okay.
It's the Nerd Corner.
Oh, Nerd
Corner. All nerds come in the corner.
What the hell?
It's our time. Nerds, listen.
Nerds.
Reddit Place. Are you familiar with Place?
Uh-uh. What's that?
So it's this thing that comes out. It started on April Fool's Day, April 1st. Mm-hmm. And it sucks I'm telling everyone this today because I think today's the last day.
Okay.
So they're doing it for 3 days, I think. But they do this thing. They used to do this thing maybe every year, or they did it one time. I don't know. My history isn't great on it. But they just decided to bring it back. So it's this dope thing on Reddit mm-hmm. where it's this giant canvas, right?
Okay.
And it's huge and there's pixels. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you go get to put one pixel every 5 minutes.
Okay.
So there's like millions of people creating art at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And there's all these different groups.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there's an American flag. There's a Turkey flag. There's a, mm-hmm. you know, German, you know, the flag of Germany.
Yeah.
But also different subreddits.
Okay.
You know, Elden Ring, anything you can think of,
uh-huh.
states, football teams, like everyone's everything. On there, but it's dope because it's almost like a fight. Like you're creating all this art, but then somebody will come and try to screw up the American flag and they'll be like, no, we're going to, you know, fuck America. So then, and it's dope. It's kind of in slow motion, but there's so many people working on it at the same time. It's kind of stupid, but it's kind of dope. I've been doing it.
Oh, really?
I've been looking at it and I have different causes that I'll look at and I'll try to help. They call it defending.
Oh,
so okay. when people are trying to fuck up the American flag,
yeah,
you zoom in on the American flag and you're like, nah, this is America. I'm gonna keep this America. And you click that little dot and you get to color it in.
What the hell?
Twitch streamers, yo, fuck Twitch streamers, man.
Oh boy,
Twitch
why?
Streamers are the worst because it's a place that's very, it can be very organized at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So on Reddit, you have different, you know, sub forums, you know, subreddits, right?
Mm-hmm.
To where they organize there. But they'll go and read it and then they'll go and, you know, it's not as organized mm-hmm. where someone on Twitch can have 100,000 viewers.
Yeah.
At that one moment, he can tell 100,000 people to go and Reddit and do one thing. So he can literally just wipe out a shitload of the artwork.
Damn.
And it's fucked up. But you know, it is what it is. It's kind of dope.
Yeah.
It's,
So this is like on like in the metaverse or it's like just some
Reddit.
It's all over. Okay.
It's on Reddit. So there's a little P at the top of Reddit. You just click it and it takes you to it. And you can go to it right now. But people listening to this, I think probably it might be too late.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go check it out. See what it was. There's going to be cool time lapses of it. It's dope. I enjoy it. Kind of a nerdy thing.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It makes me think of, you remember that thing? I think this is a long time ago on the internet. Someone had bought a website to where you could purchase for $1. He had a bunch of different pixel squares and you can purchase put whatever you wanted on $1 for a pixel square. And I think there's a million pixel squares. And so you could everything. I think all the squares were worth $1. And so you could be like, if you want to put a square or put your thing on there, you can buy a square and market whatever.
That's smart. That's like the same thing kind
of basically. And then he made $1 million off of that because everybody wanted to companies were coming to put like a big thing on there.
That's
but
smart.
Then once it was sold, that's it, it's sold. Mm-hmm. you couldn't do anything else. And so he had it. I don't know if that's still up, but that was like when he had that like brilliant idea of doing that. And then he's like, bet, I got my money, I'm out, you know. And so that's so crazy.
You know, there's also something similar, you know, the Bored Ape Yacht Club.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an NFT.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy one of those, you get access to this room. I think it's literally a bathroom. And I think it looks ugly. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I read about this. It's in my brain somewhere. That you get access to this this digital bathroom and you can go and write on the wall. So people that own Bored Apes, they can go and, you know.
What the hell?
Vandalize the digital bathroom.
I'm done. I can't do it, man. Like, what? That really? That's like a pro about the... I don't get it.
Rich people I mean, what if rich people could communicate and like the Illuminati could be controlling the country in the Bored Ape bathroom? You know what I mean?
So are you saying that having access to it, you could see what they're doing?
Yeah. I mean, what if they're writing on the wall, buy the stock, the stock's going up?
I think that's wishful thinking. I think, I don't know if that's true.
No, that's probably not.
It's funny. Is there also, speaking about that, I think I saw something that supposedly NFTs are introducing something to where people can't screenshot an NFT anymore. It kind of pop when the screenshot is blurry. There's something in the coding or something that it knows when something's being screenshotted.
That's funny.
So that way, people who are making the joke, I'll just screenshot it. Now the screenshot will actually be blurry.
I didn't know that technology existed, but I mean, if it does.
Supposedly that's a thing. I still don't care. Oh. You know. I don't know. I just don't get it, man. It just doesn't make any sense. It's more so, I'm trying to think of it more of a stock now. It's just stocks. That's all it is.
It's a digital collectible.
A stock.
No, stocks aren't collectibles.
You can collect a certain amount.
You can.
But they're not like art.
I think you collect a thing because you enjoy it. You want to look at it. You have fun with the thing. You buy stocks because it's going to be profitable. I don't think anyone buys Apple stock just to...
No, I get it. But there's some people who buy NFTs just because they can be profitable.
Yes.
So I think just for... Of course, for stocks, you're not thinking in an art way. You're thinking more so in a business way. And so... But I think... I don't know. I just don't get it. But I mean, hey, I'm left behind. And
I don't really want to be in that world either.
Yeah. It's interesting because I thought about trying to do an NFT, but with like a bunch of like 3D art that I've done before, some stuff that I've shown you or whatever. But the more I think about it, I'm like, I don't think I should do it.
Well, you know, it costs like a couple hundred just to put get it up.
Mint. Yeah.
I think I've read something that like 90% of NFTs aren't profitable.
That's crazy.
So you're going to end up spending a couple hundred and then
nothing happens.
The problem is basically building the community and getting people to want to buy it.
Exactly.
Because what happens, you create this thing and then it just sits there and no one organically finds it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like putting a song on Spotify.
Exactly.
If no one knows that that song exists, you're not going to get any plays.
You got to run ads on it and you got.
Yeah. So.
Oh my God. That's so crazy.
That's the world we live in, man. It's, you know.
That's so crazy. There was going to be something else. I wanted to bring up something. Was it NFT-wise? No, I don't know. I don't know, man. This world is something.
Yeah. We went to a basketball game yesterday.
I saw that. Didn't even invite me, man.
What?
I was supposed to go.
You said you didn't want to go.
No, I said I did. Didn't I not?
No, you said you did not want to go.
You're lying. Hold on. Let me look it up real quick.
Bro.
hold on. I have to look this up.
You tripping. It was dope. I wish you would have been there. Kevin Durant scored his...
Oh, that's right. Hold on.
Kevin Durant scored his career high.
Damn, and y'all caught it.
He's hit 55, and they still lost. The Hawks won. But it was a dope game, man. Okay. I wish I would have been going to NBA games much longer ago.
Were the tickets super expensive?
$80.
$80?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a dinner with my lady.
Did you see the proof that I was correct just now?
Yeah, but for some reason, I guess I assumed y'all had already went. Because I think I was assuming that it was going to happen that weekend whenever you said it.
Bro, you got to read. Reading comprehension.
That's what I thought. Because then I was like, it's been, since you sent it, it's been like 2 or 3 weeks.
I think I sent it like a month ago.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And so I think at the time, I was like, no, I can't do it this time. And I assumed that y'all were going like real soon whenever you said it.
Reading comprehension, bro.
But I need to go to a game. I was just telling P about that. I was like, yo, we should go to a game.
That was the next to last home game.
Next, also there's one more.
There's only one more on Wednesday. Tickets are cheap if you want to go.
Who are they playing? Do you know?
The Wizards.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely over.
I think it's like $30 or $40.
Damn, that actually, hey, I go out there, chill, you know, get a drink or something, just vibe out.
Had some food. Food was amazing.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Old Lady Gang had Old Lady Gang.
Old Lady Gang?
Some food spot.
Oh, I thought there was like a bunch of gang of old ladies that were like, hey, y'all want to get some food?
But yeah, man, Atlanta Hawks won. That was a dope basketball game.
That's dope. So then, wait, this is the so then is the playoffs coming up?
Yeah, so the Hawks... they were actually tied with Brooklyn. That put the Hawks in the 8th spot.
Oh, okay.
The Nets dropped down to the 10th spot.
Damn.
So they're going to be in the play-in to try to make the playoffs.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, next stop, I'll about to say a soccer game, but I don't know if the season's already over. I don't even know anymore. What the fuck is going on this episode?
I had another topic, but I thought I did.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. There was something I wanted to talk about, but I can't fucking remember.
What was it, bro?
It had something to do with, let me see. Nope, I just don't have it, man.
How long have we been talking?
Only 41 minutes.
We got to fill like 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes.
10 more minutes.
Well, this is like the struggle of the struggle, like just to fill in.
What's going on in the world?
What's going on in the world? That's actually a great question. I don't know. I feel like the world is going on. I was going to say that, let's see, Los Angeles, nope. Sacramento, nope. Chick-fil-A, nope. Randy Quaid, what the hell? I'm looking at stuff on here. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I was gonna say, speaking to go back from where we started, you know, you see Will Smith resigned.
Oh, you did not just bring up Will Smith again.
I just brought it back up.
Oh my god,
because it's something to talk about. But I'm just saying that he just resigned.
So all that means is literally he can no longer vote for the Oscars. That's all that means.
I think he can no longer vote and he can't be nominated.
I thought I read he can be nominated.
Oh, can he?
Yeah.
And then I know the Academy's trying to like figure out what else to do. I don't think they're going to do anything else.
Yo, fuck the Academy. We don't care about your Oscars.
We're about to, it's barely April. I was about to say football season's coming up.
Oh yeah.
You know, Russell Wilson went to the Broncos.
Oh yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
Who are you pulling for?
Man, my team never makes it because they suck.
Who's your team?
Jaguars.
Your team's the Jaguars?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I like the Jaguars.
Bro, they got my guy, Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That's Clemson.
Clemson. Because last season, that fucking, the coach wiling out down
Urban,
there.
Urban. Urban. Urban's yeah, urbaning, boy.
He's out there urbaning it up. He's out there, hey. You seen some of the videos when they caught him, like, drunk with, like, the other girl?
I think refresh my memory.
So, he was at, like, a bar, and he was drinking, and he was, like, gone. Zooted, like just off the alcohol, and this young lady came by and was like, hey, what's up? Started putting it on him. And he was like, hey, and people were recording him, and I'm like, oh bro, you married, you got kids at the house, you getting caught up, man. That's what happens when you go to Florida.
Do your thing, bro. Do your thing.
Kind of gave me Papa John's. You know that Papa John's where he's
like, you Papa John's vibes.
Yeah, where he's like all tipsy. You know that picture where he's like sweating alcohol.
Oh,
he's
gosh.
like gone. I was like, nah. And then now, you know, they let him go, so he's not there no more.
Yeah,
but I don't know. We're gonna see.
I believe in Trevor Lawrence, bro.
Yeah, I mean they can do it. It's just, you know, they got to spend money to get some people around them to actually help them. I think they only won 2-3 games last season.
All I know about them, they beat the Colts. The Colts could have made the playoffs.
Had they not lost to them.
Had they not lost to the Jaguars. The Jaguars had nothing to gain from winning that game. The Colts had to beat them to make the playoffs, and they got beat. Like, damn.
That's hilarious.
It's a lot of changes in the NFL this year. Mm-hmm. I think the Colts got a new quarterback. Oh. Deshaun Watson got one of the biggest contracts of all time.
Damn, and after all the shit he went through.
Yep, he went to the Browns.
Oh, my God.
A whole lot of stuff.
Now, you know, and then, of course, this is sports segment right here. Mm-hmm. Matt Ryan left the Hawks, or the Falcons.
Yeah.
And so then...
Where did he go? I forgot.
He went to...
Colts.
I think he went to the Colts.
Yep.
But people were saying that... A lot of people were saying we should get Colin Kaepernick in there. Because now it's open.
Oh, in Atlanta?
Yeah, in Atlanta.
Oh.
Which is so interesting to me because, like,
he had a tryout with them, right? Didn't he show up? There was something that happened
in Georgia. And
yeah, he was going to show up, and then the media came, and something weird happened.
And then he was, I remember. And then that's when he kind of had that rant. Remember, at once it was all done, he was like, I'm here standing. He went on a political rant or whatever.
There was that big mural of him. Do you remember seeing that? It was over there near the old Brave Stadium. There was a big graffiti mural. Yep, of Colin Kaepernick.
I don't remember that, but people were saying that. Well, now I don't know if Atlanta's got a QB now, but they were saying Kaepernick should try out and they should pick him up.
Bring back Michael Vick.
No, he. How old is Michael Vick now?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think Mike Vick might be Might be done. He retired, bro. I don't think it's in him anymore. But it's going to be interesting.
Bring back Brett Favre.
Man, you know.
You know he started his career with the Atlanta Falcons?
Yep. I remember that. I remember Brett Favre's one of my favorite quarterbacks ever.
I got a Brett Favre rookie card.
Oh, really?
I do.
Mint?
Two. Two of them.
Yep. I got two of them. Now, look here. I'm going to get rich by 2842.
Sitting in the room in the closet.
That's hilarious. No, Brett Favre was one of my favorite quarterbacks ever. Mm-hmm. I love the way he played. He just played, they used to call it just, what's it called? Just like, not wild style, but like slinging it. He would just.
Slinging it.
You just.
Ain't known for slinging it.
And then I was upset because I was like, of all the times he went, he only won one Super Bowl, I think.
He got real close with the Vikings too. Yeah. They were like one play away from making the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then they screwed up. And then he texted a dick picture. Do you know about this?
No.
There's a big Brett Favre controversy. You can find Brett Favre's dick on the internet.
Oh my God. I saw it. I don't know.
I didn't mean to.
No, I saw it. He sent it to me.
This was back when Twitter was a more, you know, more. Dicks could just, you know,
fly everywhere.
Fly on the timeline. I saw it.
That's hilarious.
He sent it was some reporter.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember if this was when he went to the Jets. Because, you know, he ended up at the Jets.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what happens when you go to the Jets. You just start sending people dick pictures.
Never go to the Jets, man. Yeah. What's the running back who went there? What's the fuck it? There's a running back, a big running back that went there. Something, Le'Veon Bell?
He was Steelers. Did he end up with the Jets?
I think he did.
I don't remember.
And then I was like, oh boy.
I think you're lying.
No, I'm dead serious.
Lies. But fake news.
That makes me think. That actually brings a question that... because I think it's Brett Favre. I think he's married, isn't he? Or during the time when he sent that dick pic or whatever, he was married.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say, I think he's racist, didn't he? I don't know why I just thought you were going to say that.
No.
Is he married?
I don't know. We're all over here just slanging shit, whatever. No, it made me think of, like, at a certain point when you do shit like that, do you think that's like, for example, like him sending it to a reporter, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think Brett, before the money, would have done that? Or is that because of money that he's doing that? Like, you know, he feels a certain type of way.
I don't think money has an influence on whether or not you send dick pics.
I get that.
I think maybe poor people probably send much more dick pics than rich people.
Over under. How many dick pics are sent out every day, do you think? And over under, how many vag pics are sent out every day?
Much less.
I agree. Much less.
So there's 7 billion people on Earth.
Now, how many of them have phones? Let's say half of that.
Okay.
Let's just say half because, I mean, you know, it is what it is. So half of 7, 3.5.
Okay. So then let's say half of those are males. So we're down to 1.75.
Yeah.
Out of one, let's just say 2 billion men, how many men send at least a million? Yeah, there's got to be a million dicks being sent every day.
I agree. That's actually really reasonable.
How old is too old to send a dick pic?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say, man, how old is too old? Hey, man, just keep slinging it, man. Regardless.
Was Brett Favre, he might have been he probably wasn't the oldest.
No, I bet you billionaires out there who are older.
He was probably the oldest professional athlete dick pic, maybe, in the record books.
That's still playing?
Yeah.
Ooh, not retired yet?
Yeah. LeBron James ain't sending dick pics.
Nah, not with the shit that he's got going on. No. He ain't trying to get caught up.
No.
I don't know. What's let me think. What's the age that where you should stop? This is hilarious. This is the podcast where it's going now. I want to say the age that you should stop.
Sorry, I had to do that.
Is 50.
Damn.
I was going to say 45.
Damn.
45 is when you should stop if you do that.
Mm.
Or maybe even 40. But then 40, I kind of feel like you're holding on to the last bit of youth that you got. But I say I'll stick to 45. 45 is when you just cut it off. But I'm pretty sure there's people out there like, I'm 70 and I'm still 70. Because when you think about it, at old folks' homes, they be fucking all the time. You know?
I don't want to hear that. By the way, we do not promote or support the
sending
of unwanted dick pics.
Exactly. Unwanted.
You send them when they're wanted.
Requested.
Yes. Don't just send random dicks. Don't do that.
That's hilarious. But that's crazy to think, when you put shit in perspective like that, to think that a million pics are sent out.
A million dicks a day.
That's wild. That's a few small towns put together.
So a billion people, that's, so there's 1 million.
Yeah.
Nine. So that's 1,000 sets of 1 million.
Yep.
So that would be 0.1. Do we think 0.1% of guys send a dick pic every day? Probably not. That's 1 out of 1,000. Well, I don't know. It's probably 1 out of 1,000.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. 1 out of 1,000 guys probably does that every day.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's great. I can only imagine, because like, it's like that whole thing. I can only imagine what females DMs look like.
Yeah.
Bro, there's probably dick pics all up in there.
Damn.
That shit is probably wild.
We apologize as males. We apologize.
I apologize.
We apologize.
That's a great thing. I don't even know how the fuck we got here, but we're here.
We had to fill time.
Let me stop this real quick. Well, matter of fact, hold on. Before I even stop this shit.
Is it still going?
Yeah, it's still going. It's still going.
I heard you push the button.
It was just reconnecting. Okay. So before I even stop.
What is it?
Do you have a nodal here?
I guess.
Do you just want to go right into it?
Sure. Okay. Are we good on time?
Yeah. We're definitely good on time. We're definitely good on time. This is the not all here moment. We're just going right into it.
Do you have one?
Let me think. I think...
Mine is very weak. It's a weak one.
Hold on, let me think. I think I might have one. Let me think of something that just recently happened. Is that a not all here moment?
Well, I'll just jump into mine while you contemplate yours. Go ahead. Happened on the drive over here.
Oh, okay.
So there were three women sitting at a bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the women gets up and starts to cross the road very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's me in the... So it's a 4-lane road.
Mm-hmm.
It's me in this lane, the right lane, and it's a van in the left lane. So this lady's walking literally slowly. And I'm like, oh, this lady's walking too slow. Right. So she crosses my lane. Mm-hmm. She gets into the lane. There's a van, kind of like a construction van. I don't know what to call those vans, but it's a van where you can tell, oh, this is like a working van.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a plumber. I don't know what he does, but he works.
Yeah.
She stands in front of the van and she's like talking shit.
What the hell?
And she's pointing to the bus stop.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy, he's slowing down and he's just laying on his horn. And then I'm slowing down. I don't know what the fuck's going on. So then he kind of swerves around her and she starts to walk back over.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's literally, you know, in the middle. So I kind of swerve and I'm like, I got to get out of here. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And I drove by. That's my not all here moment.
That's hilarious. I think my not all here moment, and this happens to me all the time, but recently it happened. So, you know, when you're going into a store or you're going like into a restaurant or something, sometimes, of course, in Atlanta, you'll see homeless people, right? Mm-hmm. This happened to me all the time. Mm-hmm. For some reason, homeless people look at me and they go, I need to talk to this guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, shit. I try to avoid.
He's one of us.
That, or have you ever seen those people that are like working for a nonprofit and they're like, hey, do you have a moment so I can talk to you about this nonprofit? And they're trying to get you to donate to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so... Recently, I was going to Target, and there was this guy and this girl, and they were talking, but they were talking loud, to a point to where he was basically trying to, like, they were working together, like, hey, you know, trying to ask people, do you have a minute of your time that I could talk to you for a second?
Can I speak to you about Jesus?
Exactly. And so I go, I'm like, damn it, man. I was like, I do not want to talk to them.
I hate Jesus.
I'm sorry. It's not my Lord. No, but I'm walking in. And he goes, and I can hear him. He goes, oh, I'm going to go grab him. And I'm like, fuck. And so then what I do is, I would think most people do is, he's on my right. I look to my left and not even pretend that I can't hear shit. And I'm going, he's like, excuse me. Do you have a moment of moment? Can I borrow a moment of your time to talk to you about this? And I don't turn. I don't acknowledge. I just keep walking. Yep.
Dang, bro.
And he goes, do you have a minute? And I go, hey, so babe, what are we going to do? But just distract it. And it's funny because I'll give you a second one that I just remembered. Sometimes there's a Petco store up here that I'll go to, and every now and then they'll have people outside of the store for a nonprofit and charity. One time there was this charity for kids. I think they were orphans. And
so are you about to shit on the orphans?
No. Oh. I'm going to tell you what happened. So this guy pulls me to the side. I fall into the trap and I'm like, what's going on, bro? He's like, can I talk to you for a second? I'm like, fuck. All right, whatever. And he goes and he's telling me, oh, no. Sorry, I just realized. So it's the same thing. It's about kids, but it's about bullying. They're trying to stop bullying. Mm. And it's out of this vitamin shop where I get my protein and I get all my shit for my workouts. So this guy, he's talking to somebody and I'm like, bet, when I initially go in. And in my brain, I immediately think, if there's nobody at this table, he's going to try to grab me and talk to me. Go in, get my shit. And I'm trying to leave. He goes, excuse me, sir. Can I borrow a moment of your time? And I go, fuck. What's going on? And he goes, this is the organization I'm with. We're trying to stop bullying and kids because, you know, of suicide prevention and all this stuff, whatever. And this is bad, what I'm about to say. And so he goes, we're taking donations because we kind of provide supplies for kids to, like, you know, prevent bullying and stuff like that. And there's a part of me in my brain, I don't say this out loud, in my brain, where he's like, we're trying to eliminate all bullying everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I go, I think maybe we kind of need it sometimes. not into that, to the extreme extent.
You're a bully.
No, maybe. but he says all that. But of course, I say that to myself and I go, I'm not donating anything. I'm just not going to do it. And he does the thing that some organizations do where before, if you had physical money, they'd be like, cool, do you have any money on you? But now, because of technology, they're like, well, you can Cash App us or you can Venmo us or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I listen to all of it and I go, sorry, can't do it. Mm-hmm. I have no money for you.
Dang.
And he goes, all right, thanks, man.
All right.
And then I go, thank you. And I just hop and skip to my car and get out.
All right, you're on the side of the bullies, I see.
If he would have said that, I'd have been like, your ass need to be bullied. No, but anyway, what a weird ass episode.
I support that guy. You know what I'm saying?
You support him being bullied?
No.
That's episode 55 of the Not All Here podcast. Yes. Thanks everybody for listening. If you're watching, please like and subscribe if you want to hear more of this great content.
Yes.
Make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram at Not All Here Podcast. Follow our personal pages. It's EZL. Follow which one? What was it?
JRB, the producer.
Also, before you say your last little thing, make sure Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you subscribe. Rate and review really helps us reach new listeners. And now, Jetty.
And now, I forgot what do I usually say? Follow me, but also follow your dreams. Don't bully. Donate to charities. Don't be like E. It's terrible.
All right, we'll catch ya.
Yeah.